720 WGN. Thank you very much, Rob. Mike Steven filling in for Justin Kaufman on the download this evening. So happy that you are here with us. 312-981-7200 is our phone and our text line here in the Allstate Showcase studio. You know, parking and transportation. Yes, parking and transportation. Always big issues here in Chicago because we seem to screw them up all the time. And the one guy who has his, I don't know, finger on the pulse of it. You've got your, I'm trying to think of some car analogy, or I can't do it at the moment.
Accelerator on the
floor.
My foot on the accelerator.
Right, but you're not in excess of the speed limit because you would be breaking the law.
Oh, yeah, I never break the law.
You do not break the law. He is the parking ticket geek. He is the blogger at theexpiredmeter.com. And, man, I'll tell you, you do a good service. And that sounds weird, but so many of us have questions about parking. Like, where can I park? Where can't I park? The whole parking ticket scenario, fiasco, whatever you want to call it. How do I navigate those waters? You know all this stuff. You've read the code. You've read the municipal code.
Isn't that pathetic?
You have some time on your hands.
Not these days.
I'll tell you, you are a wealth of knowledge, and you've helped a bunch of people out, and you can go to his website, theexpiredmeter.com. You can submit him questions. So, for example, if you get a parking ticket and you would like to fight it, and you have what you think is a legitimate case, people can solicit your help.
They can. They can send emails to info@theexpiredmeter.com, and I'll try my best. I've been a little bit of a hiatus as far as writing stories. I've just been busy with a bunch of, you know, I got young kids, and they take up a lot of time.
I hear you.
And then I actually have a real job, that's been taking up a lot of time. I'd rather do reporting on these issues, but you know, I have a mortgage to pay.
Nah, boo, boo hiss. Well, what we're going to do is a little bit later, we're going to open up the phone lines, 312-981-7200. If you have a question for the parking ticket geek. So if you have a ticket or like a violation, a moving violation, and you think that you'd like to fight it, or you have a question about the actual process of fighting it, you've been through it all.
Yeah. And that's the thing. The reason I know about it is because I failed so often. I've received so many darn parking tickets over the years. And,
yeah, what is that?
That's real stupid. It's stupidity.
I mean, you're the parking ticket geek.
But that's how I became the parking ticket geek. It's just by failing and getting a lot of tickets and then just kind of figuring out how, when I got the bad ones, the ones that were issued improperly, how to fight them, right?
Yeah.
And it's a real kind of a sad and pathetic like expertise.
Well, no, hold on. Let's keep this positive. Okay. Let's keep it like this is happy good times radio here.
Yeah.
You do some good stuff.
It kind of turned into like I was kind of a at parties I was kind of like a novelty act where people come like, well, I hear you are really good at fighting parking tickets and I got this ticket and how do I fight it? And so people would corner me and drink beer, you know, we drink beer and talk about parking tickets. Real exciting
just
stuff.
Just scintillating.
But yeah, what kind of
parties are you going to, by the way?
Well, I haven't gone to any parties lately. I mean, this is when in my youth. Pre-children.
But you still retain the parking ticket knowledge. Yes,
I do.
You're still
the knowledge is still there.
You're still the geek.
Yes.
All right. Well, a couple issues before we get to your phone calls. Again, 312-981-7200 and your texts at 312-981-7200. This was something that I believe I was caught in. So you have a bunch of stuff on your website and a couple stories that you have been following. This traffic jam of epic proportions on May 31st. So,
I think it was on the 31st, but I think it because of all the construction, I think there are some instances where it just flares up like. I don't think it's just one day that it happened. That day, that May 31st day was a bad day because I was caught in that too.
Okay, I've definitely been caught in that. So we're talking about this area, I guess it's technically Lincoln Park.
Yeah, Lincoln Park and Lakeview, and it's not just that's not just the only area. There's roads being torn up all over the place, and Fullerton and Ashland there's something going on there.
That's a mess.
It is a mess, and there is over by Illinois Masonic Hospital, which is not called Illinois Masonic anymore, but that's how I remember it. Over off of Sheffield. There's a bunch of stuff over there. Sheffield Diversity.
Oh, like Advocate, I think it's called.
Yeah, Advocate. Right, so right. And the Western, of course, the Western of overpass, the viaduct.
Yep.
That's messed up. But even further beyond that, at the same time, they have the road messed up there. And I think they're putting in new pipes or something. So I'm not even scratching the surface. There's stuff going on. There's something going on at Irving in California. I don't know what that is, but and I'm just going by just like kind of where I've been scarred recently, trying to, you know, caught in traffic trying to go somewhere because I drive a lot for my job. I just happen, right. I happen to be in the car a lot, and I remember on that 31st it rained, which made it even worse. Anytime there's rain on the pavement, Chicago, any hardcore Chicago drivers know that like everybody. I don't know. It doesn't affect me. I mean, I can go the speed limit when it's raining, but a lot of people cannot.
Oh, if there's an ounce of moisture.
I know. It's terrible.
People
it's
just
terrible.
Shut down.
And, yeah. I'm not talking about speeding. I'm just saying, like, just go the speed limit.
Yeah. Right?
And obviously, you should be a little bit more careful when it's slick out. But the speed limit is set so you can, right? I mean, go in when there's water on the pavement and go the speed limit. But some people get all freaked out. And that particular day, I remember trying to go from... I forgot where I was coming from. I wasn't even going very far, like somewhere in Lakeview to Wicker Park, like you guys were talking. And it literally took like 90 minutes.
Yeah. You know what? Guess what? I was in an Uber.
Yeah.
I was in an Uber now that I think about it. And that Uber bill, my kid cannot go to college.
I'm sure.
Because I had to pay that Uber bill.
Yeah.
And there was no good way. Like I was on my phone, like trying to Google map, like, hey, try this route. And there was no, it was Fullerton, coming back from, I think like, I don't know, Lakeview. It was like Fullerton just by Ashland.
Yeah. There's some, and then, and here's the thing. My wife was stuck in something similar a few days before. And I just thought like, cause I kind of think I'm a superior driver to her.
Oh, I see how it is, Mr. Geek.
And
yeah.
when she took her a long time to get home. She was at DePaul. Because she's getting an advanced degree there.
Uh-huh.
She's coming home and she's like I should be there in like 15 minutes. And it took over an hour. She kept on apologizing. I don't know what's going on. This is like a week before that May 31st. And I kept on thinking like, you just don't know how to drive. Like you don't know. I didn't say this to her. And hopefully she's not listening.
No, she's not listening. No.
And then I was just thinking, well, you just know how to take the shortcuts, right? There's always a shortcut.
Well, so what is happening?
There seems to be an amazing amount of investment in trying to repair infrastructure. What's interesting is I have a friend who worked for the water department, just recently retired. And he said a few years ago, I haven't seen, and he's worked for like, I don't know, 30, 40 years for the city.
Yeah.
And he said that this is going back 5 years. He said the infrastructure is terrible in the city and there's going to be a collapse. And I think the administration has actually recognized this and put in a lot of money into repairing roads and not only repairing roads, but putting in these, you know, water pipes and digging up the street wherever they can to get things fixed using, I think he's been using TIF money is my understanding, but there's a whole bunch of it. And I'm not sure if it's all necessary or my issue is, do you have to do it all at the same time and within the same vicinity? Because it's really affecting traffic in a impactful way.
Yeah, in a negative way.
Right, because if you can't, like, okay, so there's construction going on in one area, I understand where it is, I will drive around it. But if you are driving around it and then there's another place and then another place, that then traffic is really, really screwed up.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's going on the north side, main, you know, in that Lakeview, Lincoln Park, Roscoe Village area. And that's not just the only area, I know. But I think a lot of it's going on there. And that's affecting, it's really making some major headaches for drivers.
Absolutely. Well, we will talk more about the stories that you're following. Also, if you have a question for the Parking Ticket Geek, 312-981-7200 is the phone and the text line. We'll get to Corinne and everybody holding on because some people have some questions about getting parking tickets, what they should do, how they should fight it. And we're here to help. We wanna help.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Speed camera, red light camera. Oh. I'll do my best to help out.
So, all right, that's the Parking Ticket Geek. That's right. 312-981-7200. He is the blogger at theexpiredmeter.com. We'll take a quick break. Mike Steven in for Justin Kaufman, right here on 720 WGN. Z 720 WGN. Mike Steven in for Justin Kaufman here on The Download. 312-981-7200 is our phone and our text line. Very important number if you have questions for the parking ticket geek, who is the blogger at theexpiredmeter.com. He knows everything there is to know about parking and transportation in Chicago. You're kind of like the Mr. Fix-It of parking and transportation. I don't want to. I can't encroach on Lou.
Yeah, I can't either.
No, he's the greatest, first of all.
Yeah, he's really cool.
But that's his thing.
I mean, that's a very high compliment.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
I think highly of you.
I'm blushing.
That works well on radio. Should we talk to Corinne? She's been holding on
let's
here.
Let's talk to her.
So if you have calls for the geek, 312-981-7200. If you have questions, if you're fighting a parking ticket, if you got a moving violation, if you got a red light camera ticket, it's confusing, it stinks, do you want to fight it? Mr. Geek will do his best to help you out. So let's talk to Corinne. Corinne, you're on WGN. How are you?
Good. How are you guys tonight?
Doing great. So what's your question for the geek?
Okay, so my husband and I live about 2 hours from downtown Chicago, with or without construction. So he's an electrician, and he's been working in Sheffield and Fletcher or so at an apartment building. He leaves at 3:30 in the morning so that he can get a parking spot on the street.
Mm.
There are no signs. He got a ticket last week or the week before, $75, and in the violation area it says because he has a B plate. Now, nothing about that on any sign, and it's not like a box truck. It's a pickup truck.
Huh. Yeah, so this is one of the this is actually an issue that's being changed. Okay, so the B in Chicago, if you have a B plate, which essentially is a small truck, right, a pickup truck.
Right. Yeah, and, that's all it is.
Yeah, and so the problem in Chicago is that the law has always defined a B plate as a truck, like the same. It has the same. They consider it the same as like a semi truck or a bus or something, which is really stupid, right? I mean, totally stupid.
Yeah.
So the city clerk of Chicago is trying to push through some legislation that will change that and will get rid of that that ticket. It hasn't happened now. I honestly would have to do a little bit of refresh myself on this. It is it's a major problem. So if you're coming in, and I believe there's a defense within the municipal code in Chicago that allows for a truck to be parked on a street if they're doing work, right?
Yeah.
So what I would do is, if you go ahead, and you can look up online, the Chicago Municipal Code is available online. I'm sure do a quick Google search and find it. And look up the actual violation number.
Okay.
In there, if you read the language, there should be a defenses written in there. It doesn't say defense, but it will basically have allowances and such. So read through it, and I believe it will give you the ability to say, hey, look, I'm driving down to the city to work on a project, and I'm a contractor, and I have to park on the street. So because here's the thing, if the city does not allow trucks to come onto residential streets, how's any work going to get done, right?
Right.
How is UPS going to deliver? How are contractors going to get in to work on our houses and do that work?
It's revenue for the city as well when you have people eating lunch there and paying tolls to get there.
It's very short-sighted on the part of the city. And like I said, this city clerk, Susana Mendoza, is actively trying to get it changed. In the meantime, look at the law and see what allowances there are.
Okay.
I believe there's a one that specifically cites contractors as a defense.
Oh.
And allows you to do that. So what I would do is there's two ways to contest a ticket. You can do it by mail. You can do it in person. If he's coming down here on a regular basis, I would really encourage him to do it in person.
Okay.
Because you win most of the time. And here's the thing. The truth is people don't in order to write a very effective letter to beat a ticket, you have to be a very, very good writer, right?
Okay.
So when you do it in person, you can kind of express it in your own language. You can have some back and forth with the ALJ, which is the administrative law judge, and you can talk and explain it. But I would bring that – I would print out the municipal code, bring it with you, bring it with him, and let him say, look, I'm a contractor. I have to be here, and the law – again, okay. I have to refresh my memory, but my understanding is that there is an ability to cite a defense of being a contractor and actually working right there. Okay. So it's look
wonderful.
At that and definitely fight that ticket. It's not right okay. that contractors have to pay this extra $75, you know, fine just to work on our homes yeah. and apartments in the city.
Yep. Can I ask one more thing?
Real sure. quick.
Little in the city sticker, I mean, in the box, it says no city sticker displayed. That didn't have anything to do with it, did
okay,
it?
Okay, so...
because he is not a resident of Chicago.
That, yeah, right. And I would make that defense as well. Bring that okay. up and say, look, okay. I'm not a resident. I don't have to have a city sticker, okay?
Okay. Corinne, do you have a Lou Malnati's by you?
I do not, but we drive probably 24 miles to go to one.
Would you go to one if I gave you a gift certificate?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's the best. I know. Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
I would.
We just got a Portillo's here in Rockford, and we're trying to petition for a Lou's.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you promise to go, I will give you a gift certificate to Lou Malnati's. Of course, it's the home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. It's the best.
You're very sweet, and I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You got to hold on, okay? Pete's going to talk
Absolutely.
To you, all right?
Absolutely.
All right, hold on. Doing some good work. That's all I'm saying. Lou Malnati's is the best. The Parking Ticket Geek's the best. We'll take a quick break. Back with a look at the news and then more of the Parking Ticket Geek helping you out. We'll talk more about some other transportation issues in Chicago. Mike Steven in for Justin Kaufman here on 720 WGN. That's me on the Hammond B3. Mike Steven filling in for Justin Kaufman. Here on the download, here on 720 WGN, 312-981-7200 is the phone and the text number. If you have a question about maybe getting a parking ticket, a moving violation, how to fight that, how do you navigate through the system? Because let's be honest, they don't make it easy for us. You can call in 312-981-7200. Live here in the Allstate Showcase studio is the Parking Ticket Geek. He is the blogger at theexpiredmeter.com. It's a great website if you're wondering about parking and transportation in Chicago, theexpiredmeter.com. And I got a couple texts coming in here, Mr. Geek, from area code 312 saying you can get around the B plate. We were talking about the B plate, the mm-hmm. B license plate thing, the B plate law by getting any of the specialty plates. So like the Hawks, Sox, Bears, etc. But it's more on the renewal cost, but it eliminates that ticket.
See, that's a trick I didn't know about, but that's a good piece of advice. Also, if you live, see, Corinne. Corinne's issue was that they're from out of town. Now, if you live in town, you can go to your alderman's office. And at least until they change the law, and you can get a special dispensation somehow. And I honestly don't know exactly how it works, but you go to the alderman's office, say, hey, I got a B plate. I live in your ward, and they'll work with you. I live in 33rd ward, mm-hmm. and they make these like 8.5 by 11, like posters.
Yeah.
And you get a special sticker, but then they make these little posters that say, hey, you know, ticket person, don't ticket me. I'm allowed to be here. Look at the sticker. Because I guess a lot of people were getting tickets, even though they had the permission from the alderman. And again, I don't know exactly how it works. But again, if you have a B plate and you're facing this issue in the city, go to your alderman's office, explain the situation. They should be able to hook you up and give you that protection so you don't have to worry about it. But again, it looks like shortly we'll have a new law that will allow B-plated vehicles to park without any worry of being ticketed.
Okay, so that's on the horizon here.
It is.
Interesting. All right, so talk to your alderman about that. We'll get to more calls and text at 312-981-7200. Quickly, though, something happened to me, and I don't think this ever happens, and I wanted to tell you about it. So I was in Lakeview. I was driving up Lincoln, and I had to make a quick stop and drop something off at a place up there. And I'm like Lincoln and Southport-ish.
Yeah.
Okay. So I pull over. Now, this was like a quick, super, super quick sort of like I'm just dropping this envelope. Oh, no, that sounds shady. I'm dropping an envelope off in Chicago. It's full of money. I'm dropping this envelope off. It was totally legit. And I didn't even put my flashers on. So I pulled up, and of course, you know, every part of the street there is regulated. Like, you have to pay at the pay box.
Was it a loading zone you were in?
No. It was just, this was just like pay to park.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So totally fine.
Yeah.
I pull up. I don't even think about putting my flashers on, because I'm like, I'm just going to sprint on in. Right. And so I did that. I must have been gone for 90 seconds. I come back, and there's the dude in the vest with the little doohickey, gizmo, giving me a ticket. And I'm like, oh, slow down. I'm here. This is my car. Please, like, don't give me a ticket. And he's like, I just hit send.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm like, well, can you unsend? Like, is there a mulligan? Is there like a control Z on this thing? Can we undo it? And he was like, sorry, man, I can't. So I was cool. I mean,
there's not really much you can do.
I know. And here's the thing, though. In the moment, it takes every ounce, at least it did for me, ounce of my will and my mind to say, he's just doing his job. He does not make the policy.
Right. That's true.
He is just executing what he is told to do in order for him to eat.
I got a few thoughts on what you were saying. Okay. So here's a good trick if you get that kind of ticket.
Okay.
Immediately go to the parking meter box and buy it, but just throw in a quarter and get a
like a receipt.
Yeah,
like the
get
ticket
a receipt.
Thing.
Okay, so then when you can fight the ticket.
Well, how does that work?
Then you just say, hey, I was trying to pay and the guy didn't see me, and then you see, if he wrote the ticket at like 5:28 and your receipt is for 5:29 or right around there, so, well, I was down the street getting the receipt. Look at the time. By the time I came back, he or she issued the ticket. So that's
interesting.
Yeah. So if you any driver that encounters this issue where you're running out and the person's writing the ticket, immediately go to a pay box, just drop in a quarter and get it immediately, and then you write the letter and say, hey, look, what are you talking about?
That's your piece of evidence.
That's your evidence, right?
Oh, that's interesting. I did not know. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, so I it took me a few times before that happened. Before I figured, like, oh yeah, all I got to do is run down and do that, and it's a good trick. It's worked for me.
Well, I will do that the next time. Hopefully I won't have to.
Yeah.
Listen to what happened, though. So okay. I went on. So I got the ticket on my windshield wiper.
Yeah.
Right underneath. $50.
Yeah.
Went home. You know, I always like, and here's the thing. I don't know why I do this. I always wait like 5 days. I feel like maybe somehow this will not go through. And so I waited like a week or 5 days.
Yeah.
And I went on to the City of Chicago's website to pay it. Honest to goodness.
Yeah.
Dismissed. Yep. I went on it. On the website.
How did that happen?
I don't know. I entered the violation number and it said dismissed.
Print. You know what? I just to be safe, go print it out that it says dismissed.
I took a screenshot.
Okay,
of that.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Because funkier things have happened.
Dismissed.
Yeah.
I don't know what I did. I mean, I'm thinking I didn't cuss that guy out. You
know? I really believe that, like, you have to, as much as it annoys everybody to get a parking ticket, it's never good to get into it with them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And you have to be respectful because, I mean, there's been some people that have gotten into it with these ticket writers and they've, you can get arrested.
Well, yeah, it's assault.
Right. Right. So you have to be, not only are they not, they're just doing their job. You're right. They do not make the policy. They're making a living. And yeah, it kind of sucks that they're doing that. But, I've seen people get out of tickets by being nice. Like, they're coming out and the guy's like, hasn't sent the ticket. And you say, hey, I'm sorry. You know, please, you know, don't write the ticket on me. I'm leaving right now.
Yeah.
Or I'll put the money in or whatever. And I think in general, if you're nice to them and and there is some leeway for the ticket, you can get it, right? You can, if you're kind and if you're respectful and if you're polite, I think they prefer not to. I mean, there's some hard nosed guys out there that don't care and they will write the ticket no matter what. But in general, if you're nice to them, they will back off and not write it and let you go.
So just let's everyone just love. Let's be cool, right? I mean, these people are just trying to earn a living, so I get you on that. I'll tell you what, we have to take a short break. When we come back, we'll get to Liz's phone call and everybody else who's hanging on. Get to some texts as well. 312-981-7200 if you have a question for the parking ticket geek He's been there. He can help you out if you've got a moving violation. Something interesting that you taught me, actually, about getting a red light camera ticket, and we'll talk about that. There's the tease. We'll talk about that.
All right.
About that on the other side of this break. Mike Steven in for Justin Kaufman here on The Download on 720 WGN. WGN. Good evening. Mike Steven filling in for Justin Kaufman here on The Download. 312-981-7200. Hanging here in the Allstate Showcase studio with the parking ticket geek. He is the blogger at theexpiredmeter.com talking about parking and transportation issues in Chicago. And he's helping some of us out because that's what he does. You can always email him through theexpiredmeter.com all the questions that you have. He knows the Chicago Municipal Code because he is that exciting. And I was going to I teased something.
You mean pathetic, right?
No, you're great. What are you talking about? This is self-esteem radio. Before the break, and I totally forgot what the tease was.
Red light cameras.
Oh, red light cameras. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for...
I'm the assistant producer.
That's right. You're helping out Pete, who's apparently just jamming Megadeth in the booth. I don't know if you heard that. That's great. Keep it up. So I learned this from you, that if you get a red light camera violation, you kind of get a get out of jail free card for the first one.
No, that's for speed cameras.
Oh, for speed cameras. That's right. Speed cameras.
Yeah, for speed
because
cameras.
That's what I got.
There's two different types. Okay. Now, what's interesting that the city has not... installed any new speed cameras in over a year, which is good because there's too many, and you know it's not really about safety, it's about revenue. Okay,
right.
It's the city's broke and they're looking for any scam they can to bring in money. Okay, so when they install new ones in the first 30 days, you don't get a ticket, and you get a warning if you get a speed camera ticket in that particular zone. On top of that, everybody gets one get out of jail free card, or you know,
right.
where no matter where you are, if you get a speed camera ticket, the first one is a warning.
Got it.
Okay, so that's always good to know. I mean, I really advise that people be very careful about these things. They, you know, again, it's just like anything. What's crazy is I find it really odd. I'm still getting parking tickets to this day. I mean, I got one the other day, which it infuriates me. I should know better.
You
right?
should,
but I got one. But I've never got a speed camera ticket, and I've never got a red light camera ticket. And I drive a lot, so I don't know
really?
If it's just like I'm really hyper aware. But as a driver in Chicago, you have to be hyper aware.
Yep.
And not only where you're driving and how you're driving and the speed, especially with the speed cameras and the red light cameras, but in addition, the parking is crazy. I mean, I think I've told you there's over 2 million parking tickets issued every year.
Yep.
And there's about 2 million cars registered in the city and about 2 million people. So, I mean, that's like a ticket for every you know, man, woman, child, there's 1.3 million tickets or cars registered in the city. So that's two tickets on average per year for every car that's registered in the city. Obviously, some people get a lot of them and some people get none, but it averages out to be that. So, I mean, that's the immensity of the program. And it's no small potatoes as far as tickets and revenue.
A quick text from area code 708 who texted in 312-981-7200. Would you ask the parking ticket geek how long a driver must pause before turning right on a red light?
Well, you have to come to a complete stop. Okay, so you have to basically stop.
Stop
so
the car.
There's no like there's no actual time. You basically your forward momentum has to stop, which means that usually you go back a little before you can go. And again, that's a real scam too, because it's not really that unsafe to kind of roll a red. Through a red light. I mean, it really isn't. And studies have shown that it's not. And I'm not advising people to roll the red. I'm saying it's just, cities around the not only Chicago, but other municipalities make a lot of money off of people rolling through red lights at red light cameras. But here's a good tip. You don't actually have to pay your red light camera tickets outside the city of Chicago, because there's no way for them to enforce it. They can't actually, the cities can't go and mess up your credit. There was a recent ruling that came down about 6 months ago via a whole bunch of state attorney generals. And and Lisa Madigan, where they can't do anything to your credit. So there's because there's not really booting in most communities, there's no way for them to do anything to you.
So if you get a ticket outside of Chicago,
yeah,
you don't like a speeding ticket?
No.
Just a red light camera.
A red light camera ticket.
You don't have to pay it.
You don't have to pay it because they can't affect your credit if you don't pay it. I mean if it's some people are, you know, like to pay all their bills, and I appreciate that. But there's no way for them to enforce it unless I can't remember what communities have them. There's very few communities that have the boot, right? Chicago has the boot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Now, again, if you have 10 or more red light camera tickets, actually 5, they can suspend your license, right? So don't get 5. But I'm saying if you got one red light camera ticket in the suburbs and they don't have boot enforcement, there's no reason to pay it because they can't do anything to collect that
money.
Look
at that. I did not know that. I want to get to Liz, who's been hanging on here. Liz, you're on 720 WGN. How are you?
Hi, very good. I'm so glad you took my call. I almost emailed the parking meter geek a few months ago. We have a neighbor on the corner who got out there one Saturday afternoon and painted to the yellow line in front of his house and some... and somehow got a no parking sign put up. His son bought the house behind him, so on another, you know, across the alley, and somehow got the 30 feet in front of his house marked off.
Wait, is it a legitimate city sign?
It looks close, but we've talked to the alderman. We've been to the CAPS meetings. No one will give us an answer. And it's the only place in this entire neighborhood.
What neighborhood? In what ward?
I live 2 blocks away from Mr. Madigan.
Can you email me that information and maybe some photographs and stuff?
I would love to. All the neighbors have photographs.
So, yeah. So it's my email address is info@theexpiredmeter.com. And I'll apologize in advance. I've been crushed at work. So it might take me a little bit to look into this, but it sounds like a really interesting story that I'd like to report on. So info@theexpiredmeter.com. And then just refresh my memory, say, hey, you know, I spoke to you on, you know, the other day on WGN, and then if you have photos or any other information, and then I can look into it. I'm guessing that this gentleman is maybe connected somehow via the Madigan machine.
Maybe.
But you know, that's I don't know how you get away with that if the sign is not legitimate. I mean, it almost seems like it would be illegal in some way to put up your own signs.
It looks pretty authentic, but I was just trying to troll through all the municipal codes about, you know, how they determine parking and no parking zones, and I couldn't find.
You have to any parking zone, no parking zone or tow zone, that has to be approved by the city council. It has to go. It has to be written into the municipal code. So if it's there, then it's legal. But if it's not there, and theoretically, CDOT should have a listing of all these zones too. So please send me the info. I'd love to look into it.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much.
Liz, thanks for the call.
The B-vans, they can park overnight in the neighborhood.
The B-trucks?
Yeah, the ones with the ladders, the vans with the ladders or the ladder racks.
There's a handful of wards you can't, but there's if there are some that you can, and again, this is why they want to change the law, because it's so crazy. It's hard to understand. It's hard to keep up with it.
Yeah. Well, our neighborhood, you can't, but they do.
All right, Liz, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
All right, take care. Real quick, Mike, you're on 720 WGN. Real quick, question for the parking ticket geek.
Hi, this is not about a parking ticket. It's about a registration problem I've got. One of my brothers bought me an 09 Nissan Versa a few years ago, thank God. Last year, when I got the stickers for my license plate, I put them on, and a few weeks ago I found out the registration that came with it was not for the 09 Nissan Versa, but an 06 Hyundai, which he must own. So either he made a mistake when he paid for the stickers for my license plates, or somebody at the state made a mistake. Now, since I don't have the registration for my car at the moment, the 09 Nissan Versa, that's considered a registration situation and not a moving violation. Is that correct?
Have you been ticketed?
I got some kind of a citation, yeah, and I don't know what to do about it.
In what town?
I was in Barrington when I got it.
Okay. you need to get to the Secretary of State's office with any information you have and try to figure it out. Go to one of the, you know, the locations and explain the situation. See if you can get it worked out with them. I would talk to your brother as well and try to get on the same page, because you can't, obviously you can't have, I mean, it's definitely illegal to have the wrong registration in your vehicle or have, you know, the wrong stickers on it. Even if it's a mistake, you know, like a dumb mistake, you should get it rectified right away. Then if you can rectify it quickly, you can use it as a defense to fight that ticket.
But it's considered not considered a moving violation, is it?
No, you're only going to moving violation from a police officer while you're in the vehicle. Okay, so any other type of vehicle, any other type of citation, is basically a parking ticket.
So that's what this is, correct?
It is. So if you can rectify it, then you can fight
I'll it. Try. Yeah, hey. One last thing. I live in a little small town over the Illinois Wisconsin state line, Union Grove, and I applied for a driver's job today in Milwaukee, and I haven't had a moving violation in like 5 years. So my record's totally clear. I don't want this to botch it up.
It shouldn't affect it, because it's not a moving violation. It's a parking ticket. So you should be good.
I got to figure it out. And I got stickers on my car, but the stickers were for a Hyundai, like I said. So I didn't even know it until this copper gave it to me. Oh, well. All right. You've been a big help. Thanks a lot.
Mike, thanks. I appreciate the phone call. Hey, man, Parking Ticket Geek, blogger at theexpiredmeter.com. Thank you so much.
No, man, thank you. You made my day. This has been a rough day, and this has been actually really nice. And, you know, thank you, as always, for having me on, man.
No, you're great, man. You've helped so many people. Look at you. Go home, sleep well, pat yourself on the back, make yourself a cup of tea, go off to Betty Bye.
That sounds like a great plan.
Fantastic. TheExpiredMeter.com is the website for the Parking Ticket Geek. Mike Steven in for Justin Coffin. We'll take a short break. Be right back, and then a look at the news here on 720 WGN.